Podtacular, the award-winning unofficial Halo Universe podcast. This week is the Halo 3 and More show, episode 87 for the week of October 30th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
All right, what's up, everybody? I'm Dialpex, and you're with the Podtacular, your unofficial Halo Universe podcast, and we have some guest hosts with us today.
I'm Chevelle65.
I'm Kronk.
And I'm JVB, as usual.
Yeah, and this is a show where Fumo is not here. He went to Las Vegas on a leisure trip. He went over there and said, you know, you guys are going to be there working, and I'm just going to take some vacation off. And
Nah, that's not what he said, dude. He's looking for the relic.
No. Fumo went on a...
He never gave up.
Yeah, he went on a business trip. He had some conference in Vegas. He's learning some new stuff, you know. And that's why I'm hosting this week. But it was supposed to be me, JVB, and Chevelle. But because, you know, I own it now, I decided to bring Kronk in.
Yeah, he put Podtacular on Red 23.
He's like freaking Dio, dude. I leave him with the show 1 week, and he already messes it up. Like, bring people in. No, it's all good. But, this is the Halo 3 show, where we talk about, you know, Halo 3 news and everything related to the upcoming of this brand new and amazing game. And,
yes, it is. And we have some spectacular news.
Yeah, just newly and fresh, just came out today from some source, unknown source. From
it was an all girl Swedish magazine.
Yeah.
They decided to do a Halo article.
I just thought I forgot how to read. I was looking at the words like, I can't sound it out. This is weird.
Well, what it is that there was Halo 3. There was Halo new pictures that came out all over the web, all over the internet today. Yep. It was some screenshots from an apparent magazine in Sweden.
Yep.
With some information, news, and lots of great things about this amazing game, like Dialpex said before. They're scans. So we didn't post them up in Podtacular, but we did post the links. So
yep.
You can go to podtacular.com to check them out.
Yep. So, and you can, unless you know how to read, I'm not quite sure what language that was, but we actually got a hold of a website that somebody actually understood what was going on, and they, you know, wrote a couple of things, and we read. And it kind of cleared up a little bit as far as, like, you know, a couple of weapons that was shown on the magazine and the maps. Yeah. And vehicles and things like that. So we're going to go through and give you guys just a little bit of a rundown here of what happened, you know, today and some of the new stuff that's coming up.
Yeah, like IGN.com actually had some information up there. They put it in English and everything.
Yep.
And there was some information regarding the different type of SKUs that are going to come out for Halo 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Be three different editions.
And so, I think they're gonna have like a regular, and then
it's gonna be okay. Let me find out where the heck is that. One is called Legendary.
Yep.
Edition, which is gonna come with a Spartan helmet.
Ooh.
And four disc.
That's awesome.
DVDs.
I'm getting one of those, and I'm just gonna wear it and drive around with it on.
Well. I don't know about that part, because if it's a small helmet, I definitely don't want to see you wearing that one. I don't know. I don't want to see where you're going to put it at, bro.
I want to wear it through the drive-thru and be like, Master Chief wants a cheeseburger. Get it now.
He wants a new combo.
I know. Can he get a new combo?
Give me a new combo. Do it now.
Where's my toy?
I'm a boy, you idiot.
I want two toys now.
Oh, man. So the name of the magazine is called Level, Swedish magazine, and says here that Bungie revealed a host of new gameplay details, and it says, yeah, along with bonus DVDs of content, package will come with a replica helmet. You see what else they say. They say the brutes will be armed with spike grenades and spike rifles.
Yeah.
The grenades are set to stick to walls and explode into a vicious blast of sharp projectiles. There's also a word on a new Spartan laser, a difficult to control but powerful attack that can disable vehicles in a single hit.
That's going to be so awesome. It's probably going to charge it up and then bam, just like fire at it. It's going to be nasty.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I wonder it's if amazing because it's amazing because a lot of people have been asking about weapons like this, and I mean, I'm sure it was either coincidence that eventually these weapons would come out in Halo 3, or maybe Bungie was actually listening to the fans, you know?
Yeah.
Which they're very known to, you know,
for doing
good
that,
reputation
right?
in doing that.
Yeah.
They also talk about a new vehicle. Yeah. Well, it's not new. The Mongoose, which was supposed to be in Halo 2, is the ATV.
I cannot wait for that.
Yeah, and they say that it has no weapons. It's designed for speed. And, you know, most likely it's to carry the flag carrier. Or, I mean, in one of the pictures, one of the scans, they had the guy on the back with the flag, and he's holding on. I mean, you can see him holding on.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty damn sweet.
Yeah, that is awesome. I wonder, like, if you're going to be able to just, you know, go with a guy. Let's say if you don't have a flag and you're just, you know, running with the driver of that thing. I wonder if you're going to be able to shoot or if he's going to hold him with two hands, you know what I mean? Because if you can, you're kind of going to, like, do the, you know, you're kind of going to play the role of the turret, you know, if you can do that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice.
What'll be fun, too, is just the custom games you'll be able to do with that thing, you know, just messing around and racing and...
Exactly. Yeah. All the type of different stunts.
I want to know if there's a way you can ride on the handlebars.
Hey, I'm pulling a Superman.
They said that in terms of control, that the X button is said to change the way you play Halo.
Yeah.
And they also said that the bumpers on the Xbox 360 controllers are going to be used to reload. The left bumper will reload a secondary weapon if equipped.
That's going to be nice because you're going to be able to reload, you know, like just a single weapon. Like, because a lot of the times, you know, if I'm running with like an SMG and in a pistol, like I'll use a little bit of, you know, the pistol and I haven't used the whole SMG clip and I could still use it a little bit more and I just want to reload the pistol. All you have to do is just tap, you know, like the left bumper, for example, and you're going to reload just the pistol. It's like fast and you can still shoot with the SMG. So that's going to be really good.
And one of the pictures that me and Dalpex were analyzing. Oh. No, sorry about that. Okay, go.
Do it. Go.
Go ahead, Chevelle.
Me? I'm sorry. I'm on the spot now.
Saying
that one of the things I really wanted to see. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I wanted to see
hot.
Be able. To...
Oh man.
Okay, you girl. Just making me. Where am I? No, I wanted to be able to put the buttons where you wanted them on the controller. Like, one of the things I always thought would have been cool with the 360 with Halo 2 would be able to put the punch button where the white button is on it. You know, so you wouldn't even have to move your thumb to...
Yeah,
who knows? I mean, hopefully they do have some customization.
Yeah.
But one of the weapons me and Dialpex was looking at was... I believe it's the brute spike gun. It was one of the Spartans dual wielding two pistols with blades in the end.
Yeah.
So that means there's going to be some new type of melee animations or something.
Yeah, because you see, like, it has like blades right below it. So if they were to keep the same animations like as the pistol or, you know, like the plasma rifle, you know, the single wield guns or whatever, you can like, the animation is always that beat down, like, from the head down, you know what I mean? Like, it always uses, like, the handle. Now the blades, you know, are the most powerful. So if you have blades in front of your weapon, why would you beat him with the handle? So there's definitely going to be some like new melee animation that he's going to probably like, slice.
Because there aren't any handles in that gun.
Right.
It's just holding. So, I can't even wait for that. They Bungie sweet. Knows how to make us dorky Halo players.
Yeah.
Drool, like, years in advance. And last but not least, they say something about some kind of cannon that will shoot across the map. You can shoot enemies in the air.
Oh, yeah, the human...
They can shoot...
The man cannon.
Yeah, the man cannon.
I'm a man cannon.
I don't like the name of that.
No.
Yeah, no, not at all. Hey, maybe you want to play with my man cannon? See... A took that off of me because I used to call it. Anyway. But no, this.
I thought that was the noob combo.
Shoot him right here. Shoot him right here.
Charge. Release.
And the other thing, too, that we didn't mention, but now. You're going to be able to see what weapon your enemy is holding as a secondary because it's going to be either strapped to their back or their leg or whatever.
Or to the leg, depending on the size of the weapon.
That is awesome. And, so now, when you're charging somebody and the guy's almost dead, and you know, you're going to be able to tell whether he has a sword, you know, to kill you on the last second or not. So you can just like keep charging him or not even charge him because you know that he has a sword or a shotgun.
Well, I mean, if it holds true to Halo 2, the sword was actually just a little nub. I mean, you can charge it. What didn't they charge it when they grabbed it, or was it at full I don't know, full of attention, if you want to call it that.
Well, like what I'm saying is like, have you ever gone on Halo 2 where? Let's say if you drop down, you know, somewhere on the map and the guy's there and you know his, like, one shot or he's almost dead.
Oh, yeah.
And then you keep going after him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, you know that you want to melee him and you're just about to do so and then he pulls the sword out last second and kills you. So you're going to be able to tell whether you should keep your distance or not because, you know, if he has that sword right there strapped to his waist, you know, he can just get it out at any second and, like, slice you with it.
I see what JVB's saying. He's saying, well, what if it's kind of like a lightsaber or whatever? You know how when you turn the sword on, like in all the...
I think that's what it is, right?
Yeah, so you'd like be able to hide that still if it was like that. Yeah, if it was just a handle.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, because before in Halo 2, you know, you always hit it in places unknown. But now, I mean...
What? Oh, there it is.
But... Dude, ooh. You farted the sword away to the enemy, man. Sorry.
It's easier to duck down and crawl now. Whew.
Oh, man.
And super bounce.
The guy's like crouching down the corner. Hey, what are you doing? Getting the sword out, dude.
Put it in sideways. Having a tough time.
Yo, dude, this rocket launcher is big, man.
Oh, it's like, Chappelle, get rockets. I don't want to again. It's your turn.
Pick up the rocket. Hell no. Fell from?
I fell for that one time. I'm not doing that again.
Oh man. Football's gonna be like, these guys, I can't leave them alone for 1 week.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
The poor people listening to this show. They're like, what are they talking about? They're talking about under their armor, doofus.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
So, I mean, if you want to go look at the scans, it's not recommended that you scan... Well, in other words, Podtacular does not encourage you to scan pictures on the internet. Yeah. So please go at your own consent.
Yep.
And that's mostly because of Bungie. You know, they've been good friends to us and given us support and stuff. So we don't want to, spread that around. You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just buy the issue.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, it's not in English anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you gotta wait until next month.
Get the EGM.
Yeah, EGM next month. So.
Yeah, EGM will have the, you know, maybe they'll have different pictures. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's a good day today to, if you're into Halo. And, so,
definitely.
A lot of information out there.
Definitely. All right, so, with that being said, you know, pretty much of the stuff that came out today, let's move into some Halo 3 ideas and speculations from our listeners.
You can't beat the beat.
Chief, we go back, you know, like flapjacks and collard greens.
It's time to hear your Halo 3 ideas and speculation.
I like it. Let's put the ottoman here, and then the chaise lounge over there.
So why don't
yeah,
you...
I just got to say is that... Too bad Fumo Jive won't be playing Halo 3.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a 360, so...
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
maybe after this, maybe after seeing these games, he'll think about it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He better start planning that 360, man, because, you know, all of us here with 360s, you know, Halo 3 right there knocking on the door, so...
Mm-hmm. Or he better be Halo making Wars. Some good bets.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Halo Wars and... So, but anyways, why don't you go ahead, GVB, and get us started with a Penguin Smacker.
Okie dokie. All right, Penguin Smacker, he's a regular. awesome name, too. He says to us, I think Halo 3 should go deeper into the mind of the Chief, like what his favorite food is. I believe it's macaroni and cheese. Why he has to shoot people instead of negotiating. And if he has an imaginary friend or teddy bear that he cuddles with on the battlefield, he has Babam the Grunt.
Yep.
Keep on fracking trucks, brother.
Yeah, he'll go to the other guy's base and be like, hey, you give me the flag, I'll give you 3 stickies and a VR. He'll be like,
instead
yeah, why not?
Instead of cracking your skull open. What about... give me the bomb, and I'll give you a date with Cortana.
All right, PMN1234 says, I agree with this idea because it'll give games so much more popularity. It'll be hard to get bored of Halo.
Bored.
Spelljack. It'll be hard to get bored of Halo anyways, but if there were a map creator, Hero Crater.
That was a map critter.
It's that deep hole right there. That's a map crater.
Yeah. So if there were a map creator, then the possible game battles would be endless. Playing a new map nearly every game would give us the opportunity. Opportunity.
God. Oh,
to learn new skills. To learn new skills as in new game conditions, etc. Thanks, guys. PMN1234.
Thank you, PMN. But see, the problem I have with a map creator, unless Microsoft comes out with a bigger hard drive, it's gonna be hell to download these maps. I mean, I heard that what was that game that came out that had a map editor?
Is it Far Cry?
Yeah, Far Cry. And I heard it took a while to like download these things.
Yeah. All right, Shovel, go ahead, take the next one.
Steve Pig says, I think that there should be a gun that shoots out high powered shots of
I guess he meant acid.
Atkins. Atkins diet that look at that.
Maybe it's ass.
It throws
carbohydrates.
Yeah, with carbohydrates.
It shoots
out pork chops.
No, it shoots out tips on how to keep a healthy life. Make sure that you bam, and then like a little piece of paper, like a fortune comes out, like do your treadmill. Or like
headshot with a hot dog. That's right.
Alright.
Okay, acid that completely dissolves the person, and there should be a new type of grenade, like a spike grenade that shoots out spikes.
Ooh, wait,
that's a good idea.
Steve Pig.
It looks like you got your wish, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Such a wish.
Huh. Sounds suspicious.
Well, Steve Pig knows something we don't know.
Yeah, right. Maybe Steve Pig knows somebody that we don't.
Maybe that's... I don't know, man.
Hmm.
Maybe we shouldn't have laughed at the Atkins diet thing, man. Maybe they're going to have that in there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, meal.
Maybe...
You just there's like pork chopped.
There's a power up or something like. There's like an Atkin book like under
the. Yeah, an Atkins candy bar. Or something.
Eat your protein.
Get your bacon power up.
Bacon power up.
Oh man! All right, let's go
low to fat bacon. all right, Craig, go ahead.
Cool. All right, let's see. Omnimus says. I think the idea of Dan Forden, the sound designer from Mortal Kombat, yelling "Toasty" at the bottom corner.
Nah,
he thinks that would be
yell,
awesome.
He's gonna yell "Forget about it."
Forget about it.
It's a fugazi. Forget about it.
Oh, nice fugazi.
Fugazi.
Let's see. Like, if you get a Kiltacular instead of announcer yelling Kiltacular. And Forden pops up and yells "Toasty," so he would actually pop up. Nice.
Oh, picture of toast or a toaster.
Oh yeah, just have some toast pop up. How about that?
Yeah, that goes with the Atkins guy thing.
Oh yeah, that goes against the Atkins.
Oh yeah.
They're mortal enemies.
I guess when you get shot with the Atkins gun, he comes out in the corner and says, "Toaster!"
And then right. Fabio pops up and goes, "I can't believe it's not butter."
It's margarine.
Yeah. Why can't you believe it? It doesn't taste like it.
Oh, alright.
Let's see. He thinks Halo 3 needs unique unlockables, like alternate character models that can be unlocked by completing the task in champagne mode.
I'm on.
And let's see, celebrity cameos, like Stan Lee. Like who? Okay, who from Bungie would be in Halo 3? Who would it be, Frankie?
Jack Thompson.
Yeah, right, Frankie. He pops in the bottom corner. Toasty!
Stan Lee'd be kind of cool, running around with a 7-year-old man sticking people and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Teabagging.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I don't want to see that.
Stan then. Lee in your mouth.
He pulls out a Craft-O-Matic adjustable bed.
Right, the life alert.
Yeah, he pulls out the life alert. Help, you've fallen and you can't get up.
You've been pwned and you can't get up.
Oh, man.
Oh, I should make a commercial like that. I've been pwned and I can't get up.
Don't worry, ma'am, you'll respond in 5 seconds.
Having a attack. All right.
All right.
And there's some stuff in here about Jack Thompson, but I don't really want to read that. So,
yeah. Yeah. Come on. Let's not give that nub any more
right.
publicity.
There you go. And he says, keep up the good work.
All right.
Thank you, Omnimus. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dial picks.
Okay. Maltese Idiot says, things I want to see. In Halo Wars are two things, which is a feature that you can play as the Covenant, and then you also should be able to buy weapons and equip them to a specific elite, Marines, Spartans, etc. Yeah, I'm sure, like, you know, Halo Wars is fairly new right now. We don't know anything about the game, but mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that they're going to be, you know, introducing, like, you know, play as a Covenant and, you know, like, a lot of weapons and things like that. So I'm pretty sure Halo Wars is going to be, like, a really vast game where you're going to be able to do a lot of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So yeah, definitely, man. That's the thing about Halo. It's so open-ended. I wouldn't be surprised if they come out with a TV show and sci-fi or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it could reach the level of Star Trek and Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, yeah.
I did see it.
Anyway, Napalm says there should be a hidden level somewhere in which you're able to drive a civilian hog to a hidden car hop. It's a car hop.
I know.
Those dang car hops.
You're going to pop the hood? Show them all your nice gear?
I took my car apart at the car hop.
At the car hop.
Check out my spinners.
Check out my spinners. So he goes, imagine grunts on roller skates delivering MC, Master Chief, and whoever his date is, the obvious Cortana or Miranda Keys. Now that would be funny.
Then you see like the little grunts going.
No, you see little grunts with mini skirts on roller skates.
Man, you take your order.
Oh man, a double cheeseburger with fries.
Oh no, he's back.
The demon, Darren.
With a side order of cheesy grenades.
Ah, then he goes, let me get a double cheeseburger. It's for Spartan. Remember that movie? What was that movie? Highway Patrol? No.
Super Troopers?
Yeah, Super Troopers.
Yeah, a liter of cola.
It's for a cop. Yeah,
and it's for a cop.
What do you have to say that for? Why?
Is he going to spit in it? Tell him it was...
Anyway, let's go.
Don't spit in that cop's burger.
All right, go ahead, Sean. All right. Take it off.
Oh, okay. Cool, I'll get the long one. Michael, holy Batman last name. What is it? Owenick says.
Owenick.
Is that right? Okay. Hello, I'm writing to give you a few requests for the upcoming Halo 3. Okay. I think you should add for the multiplayer experience would be different characters, and if you could customize them, giving them certain special abilities and able to change appearance, like Master Chief throwing an all-you-can or something.
Nah.
I'll make sure I get,
I'll make sure I get right to it. Got it.
Also, add some more types of and visions of weapons. Versions. Maybe even more vehicles and gun attachments on the Warthogs, for example. And for the lonely person or somebody who wants to play multiplayer mode by themselves, add bots and plenty of them. Think of how many bots can be used in Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter and apply it.
Yeah, another hold on. Just to cut you short there a little bit, they already said no bots in Halo 3, so that's going to be a wish that it's going to be left out. Actually, see, I have the link right here where they said, where Halo 3.
Oh, and I did read somewhere that you will be able to view your past games.
Well, here's what they say about bots. Ray said, a lot of people asked us about bots. They think that the AI in Halo was pretty damn good, and it would work well. But it's really not that simple. The enemies in Halo are optimized for encountering the player in large numbers. They would be a lot worse at abstract thought, AI like. I have to defend my flag and so forth. In short, to create bots for Halo would be an immense undertaking, and we'd rather put that time into making new levels, weapons, and netcode. I guess and it says James Grissimer or whatever. He must be, so he's the guy from Bungie and everything, just, giving an update on the bots thing. So I guess, there won't be any bots because they say, according to what he said, it looks like it would be too hard as far as, or it would, take up a lot making the bot, realize that he needs to defend the flag and things like that. It would be probably like a lot of coding and things like that.
Yeah, too much scripting. And
yeah, I mean, you think about single player, the AI, either your enemies or your friends, they're either meant to go at the other side. They're not meant to hold a base or hold a position. Mm-hmm. They're meant to do basically one thing, kill the other people.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I always thought
bots would be a good idea right after I saw Perfect Dark Zero and played that with the bots. When you got bored, you could just make 16 of them and play a game.
But there's a big difference, though. We're talking about Halo. and then we're talking about Perfect Dark.
Right.
Yeah.
When Perfect Dark was released, not many people had a 360. So having bots was a good thing. But once Halo 3 is released, I mean, there's never going to be a shortage of games or players. Yeah. So it's not going to be an issue after a while.
Yeah.
But I did read somewhere in UncleGamer.com. He said, what if you could save your own movies from Halo 3's single-player and multiplayer games and rewatch them? And it says you can. So I don't remember reading that in the IGN article. So apparently it must have been translated from that Swedish magazine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's going to be sweet if you can do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm wondering, you know what would be real cool? I don't know if they're going to do it. If you can, if it could be, I guess you could call it machinima friendly.
Yeah.
Where somehow anybody can make their own, you know, Halo 3 video movies or montages.
Right, right.
And just stream it onto a PC.
Yep.
I mean, I wouldn't see how you would be able to do it, but who knows? Maybe with, you know, Vista and everything coming out.
Yeah, they probably going to, yeah.
Updates coming out, so.
Cool, cool.
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, Shiva. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. All right, Michael also goes on to say, another thought was if you had certain achievements, such as rank to show to other players, achievements such as killing, sniping, grenading, gunman, etc. Add some different game types also. Many people online have made their own games such as Sticks and Zombies. Let's make some official. But most importantly, do not get rid of the split screen system mode. Fewer games have this now. And that kills a multiplayer game. Please take into consideration what I am telling you, and thank you for taking the time to read this letter.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I'll double time on that.
Yeah.
We're gonna go back to the lab.
No, it's cool though, and yeah, I hope they don't take the split screen. I'm sure they will. You know, Halo 1 had it, Halo 2 did. I don't think they're gonna go that drastic on, you know, on the game mechanics to take out like split screen and things like that. So
yeah, because Halo just had it too much. Go ahead.
Yeah, too much of it. I mean, I've been finding that a lot of games aren't doing split screen anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I mean, 360 is supposed to be a power. I mean, it is a powerful machine.
Mm-hmm.
Developers just can't tap into the power just yet. So maybe by then, I mean, if anybody can do it, it's going to be Bungie, because they're going to have the time, they got the hardware, and you know, they got the inside track
on
the hardware. So I'm sure they'll do it. I mean, you know, it's part of what made Halo, the first Halo, you know, so.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's so much history with the Halo series of just being a LAN or a party game that, you know, having more than one person on the same TV or, you know, on a LAN network or whatever. But.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. All right.
You want to take up Titanius, Krunk?
Sure. Let's see. Hi, I'm Titanius, and here's my Christmas list for Halo 3. Yeah, I know Halo doesn't come out till next year. Are you sure? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. All right, but if you don't make your wishes now, they won't come true. And anyway, here they are. Number one, he thinks there should be more customization in multiplayer characters, more than Master Chief and a Covenant guy. he's just a little confused about
the Elite.
Okay, the Arbiter? Okay. But maybe more like a Forerunner and more customization on color and symbol, and just maybe a male or female character or whatever you are. I have but two choices. So.
Exactly, right?
Well, I don't know about those grunts.
Nah.
I'm not sure where they fall.
Yeah, but bam, the
grunts.
Yeah, bam.
Let's see. Number two, he says, I think there should be more commentary in the middle of a multiplayer game like in Madden. More audio appeal like Killing Spree and so on.
Well, he wants to pop up and say, boom!
Tough actin' tenactin'.
Yeah, right. All right, here comes Dial Peck shooting through the right. Then Captain Crunch jumping in, shooting from the left. And all killing spree.
Oh, that had to hurt.
It should be Sean Connery doing.
Boom.
He's gonna be feeling that in the morning.
Yeah, right.
Oh man. And then he'll draw like an outline of it. He'll put a circle here with an X.
What he should have done.
Yeah. What he should have done was bounce over here.
Yeah. It's like, see?
He bobbed when he should have weaved.
We had Chevelle here one shot behind his rock. Had he bounced a grenade here and there, he could have gotten him easily. he marks the bounce points with X's. Like, yeah, he should have bounced a grenade here and there.
See, that's the problem. They're just not teaching fundamental Halo skills to kids anymore.
Halo 101.
Oh, man.
All right, let's see. That's only number two. Number three, let's see. This is a must. You know how Master Chief's a Spartan, right? I think it would be cool to have a multiplayer level that was based on the historical Spartans in Greece. However, it would be more in Foundation, but just maybe more like a place like the Colosseum.
Last thing I want in Halo 3 is a bunch of dudes running around in sandals with freaking cloths around their waist. Or leaves.
Release like tigers and stuff among them.
Oh, nice.
Double kill.
I shall destroy you.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty.
It would be interesting to see, though. Run around in and skirt and pull out a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
No, he'll put out a bow and arrow. I am the truth. And then Julius Caesar pops out of nowhere.
Oh.
All 4 foot five of him.
And he yells, pizza, pizza.
He comes from the top. Master Chief, right. You shall bow down.
Bow before me.
Win the crowd, Master Chief.
Oh, man. Alright, let's
go to the next
seat. Got more. In a CTF game, you should be able to, maybe just as an option, throw the flag at other players like a spear.
Here, Chevelle, catch this javelin throw.
Catch this with my chest.
Imagine. But that would be a good strategy, because imagine, right? You got three guys on a warthog. You're running with the flag. You're about to die. You throw it at Chevelle's head. It sticks him right in the head. And then you drive off with it.
Oh, and then he'd have a problem scoring it. He's like, it's stuck in his eye. I can't get it out.
So you throw him right on top of the flag spot.
Like you grab the flag and you know, like hold X or whatever, you know, like the secret button that they're going to introduce. And he's like, he tosses the thing. He's like, going across the map. All you see is like the flag going across the map. You're like, like right there at the flag, the flag score place.
You're like, you retard, you threw it all the way up on the mountain. Oh, man.
Like in Relic, like you toss it and it like goes in the water, like, damn it, you know? I didn't mean to throw it in the water.
Somebody go fish it out.
Like, go deep.
All right, let's see. One more. This is more kind of like the other one, except for it's an oddball game. Again, be able to throw the oddball to other players, like, on your team. This would be cool for football games on Halo, and the oddball could be able to be intercepted by the other teams or players.
Fumble!
No, it would be better if you could punt the ball.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be like rugby football. Instead of, you know, you take two steps and then you, boom, you kick it. And since they're Spartans, it will go like 3 miles away.
I think it should be able to bounce. So you can play basketball. Dribbling the oddball. Plunk, 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 plunk.
Play dodgeball.
Dribbling dodge a ball.
Dodgeball, top glass on lockout, and everybody get on their own sides and just throw the ball at each other. You're out, that hit you. No, it didn't.
It didn't hit me. Hit your ankle. Let's go to the replay.
All right, guys. Let's now move into the Halo Wars ideas and speculation. We're running a little short on time, so let's go ahead and
we have some more stuff to
we have a few stuff. Plus, it's just one more game to talk about because Fumo doesn't have a 360.
Yeah, Fumo won't be able to play.
this will be another game
he can't play.
Don't worry, Fumo. We'll write a cool review for it.
We'll show you a screenshot.
Yeah. We already got some Halo 3 speculation and news. Now he's gonna be drilling on Halo Wars and it's all good, Fumo. You know, like Chanel
said.
That's all
right. I'll call him while I'm playing it.
Yeah.
No, it's no problem.
This is the coolest game ever.
Dude, it's awesome. All right, so Halo Wars, ideas and speculation. The first one is the cancers. And he says, in episode 83, you stated that the Spartan 117 nor any of the Spartan 2s would be involved in the game of Halo Wars, as they would have only 14-year-old, they would have only been 14-year-old at the time. However, this is the exact age they entered active duty, which is true. You will also recall in Fall of Reach, they said that those without physical augmentations, perhaps Spartan 1s, could handle the suit. Could not handle the suit. The simple movement of a Marine's arm resulted in broken bones, uncontrollable spasms, and death. There you go. Keep up the good work with Podtacular. I didn't want to be a wee
beep.
Just figured. I didn't want to be a babamba grunt. Just figured I'd let you know. The Spartans seen are definitely Spartan 2s. Have a good day.
Nice. Yeah, well, I like the new armor that they have it on the game.
Yeah. That trailer was
not new per se, like the old ones, because it takes place before. But it looks nice though. It looks pretty sweet. And it's definitely the first generation of Spartans. The ones that they tried, and then they, because if you read the book, I mean I've read a while back. I don't quite remember everything, but I think that they had the Spartan project, and then they didn't work, so they quit on it, and then they waited a while, and then they started again. That's when that was the generation of Master Chief. So,
if you follow the Isle of Bees viral marketing website they had for Halo 2, the Spartan 1s were regular civilians. But
yeah,
they
didn't have suits or anything, right?
Yeah, no, they didn't have suits or anything. Yeah, but they did have some enhancements. But like he said, at 14 in the book Fall of Reach, they were on the field. So I mean, that is why I said earlier, with the Halo story, you can go all different directions.
Right.
Doesn't have to be about Master Chief.
Right.
So.
All right, cool. So, Spartan 113 says, in Halo Wars, they should have a feature that will still do the RTS thing, but put in the beginning, after you're done, you could play as a Marine or a Spartan, because you don't want the same Marines as the other ones in Halo 1 and Halo 2. And my other idea is to push a button, and it would change from an RTS to a first-person shooter. Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do that. So.
Nah.
they said creators of Age of Empires, they always kept the bird's eye view standard for those kind of games, and I think that's what we're gonna be seeing in Halo Wars. I mean, I would want to see that because that's the type of game I'm a fan of as far as RTS, so I love those kind of games, and it's just
absolutely.
If it's like Halo in the Halo world, it's just gonna be like the Pwnzorgs.
Yeah.
Pwnzorgs.
Like that. Like Red Alert.
Pwnzorgs. Yeah. It's gonna be sweet. So all right, so then moving along, some other games that Halo freaks play. So these are, you know, other games that people have been playing right now, or you know, other games that you might want to give a review. So if you want to, you know, go ahead and send it in to us. So, but here is what we have. So you want to read it for us, Chevelle?
Sure. Okay.
Do it.
Do it. Do it now. I'm doing it. PMN 1234 says Saints Row is amazing. Crikey. For the people who have not played. And it, you gotta get it. The offline mode is really good. There are lots of ways to spend your time on there with the activities and etc. The downside is the game is the amount of lag on the online mode. The online game is really good because its modes such as Blinged Pout Ride, etc. I don't know. Okay.
Blinged out. Blinged out, baby.
Blinged out.
No, blinged out. Oh, my bling, crunk. Bling.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Hey. Don't sound too excited.
High five. Cool. Yeah. Don't break the rock, yo. All right. Word. All right.
It's wrong, it's actually funny.
I always hang out with the homies.
Nice.
I'm down. All right. If you're a gamer who can play offline gaming all day, then this is the game for you. So, all right.
Yeah.
That's on the 360, right? Only.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have like a cool 360 to play that game.
Yeah. Oh.
Exactly.
Fumo can't play that one either. No 360.
Yeah.
No, but you know, Halo 2 and Halo 1 that'll still be all right for next 3 years.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh man! All right. Naval Whisper, says.
Hey, I'm here to tell you about my guild.
Anyway, it's called Silk Road Pros.
Naval Whisper, sir. I know. Why do they call you Naval Whisper?
At ease, soldier.
Naval Whisper, sir. Reporting to war. Right here.
Reporting from off duty.
He goes that Silk Road Online is the MMORPG that is free to play, and you can buy perks in the game. This game is really good with awesome 3D graphics. 13 servers and still coming. Wait. And more still coming to this game is growing fast. The server I personally like to play on is Age. So if you go to the site silkroadonline.net and go to the data bank, we have a guild on there called Halo 2 Pros. So this is something that is fun, and you get the game, make a character, click you, then mail.
It's talking like Yoda.
click
you, then mail.
You will. Character you will create.
So I'm guessing that you create a character and then you email him at Dragon8X at what? Anyway, and I will help you out. Also, I want to say I'm listening to the last episode as I'm typing this and I'm laughing my beep off. Yeah. Yeah, Naval Whisper, you didn't put Dragon, the number 8X, at you know what email address. So if you want to put that at the forums or something, you're always welcome to do so.
Yep.
Or in the next episode, if you want to, you know. But
send it.
Yeah, I mean, my PC sucks, so I'm not going to. I'll check it out, though. I'll check out. Remember, it's silkroadonline.net.
Yep. All right, so CG Sniper 465 says, "Hey, it's CG Sniper 465.
Hello.
With other games I play, I'm a sports guy. So if you have NHL 06 or Madden 06, send me a friend request and challenge me to a game."
Oh, it's on.
Also, I'm on Counter Strike. So if you enjoy no auto aim, then that's the game for you. P.S. Anyone who's active on Halo 2, send me a friend request because I can hardly ever get into a party these days.
Wow.
And keep on bamming wieners with midgets from Fantasy Island, riding them.
Wow.
He must have listened to the last episode.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
That's your department, Kyle.
But bamming.
I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But bamming wieners. Like, yeah, that's something
with
like
midgets from Fantasy Island.
obviously boss, talking about hot dogs.
Oh man! All right, who's taking right, Mega Man 03?
Go ahead, Krunk.
All right, let's see. Mega Man 03 says, "Hey, it's Mega Man 03," and just to say, I ran through this through spell check, and I'm the one screwing this up. Just to say, I ran this through spell check before I sent this in, so I know the spelling is all correct. Okay, well, I sent this in because this is my message to the world of 360 owners.
Not to Fumo, because he's not a 360.
Yeah. Oh.
Which Fumo is not one of.
Yeah, plug your ears, Fumo.
Okay, so anyone have the game Phantasy Star Universe for the 360 that Uno doesn't, wait a minute.
Fumo.
See, there's just a connection, man.
Uno.
Get Fumo to play Uno.
Yeah.
Uno.
All will be well.
Yes.
Let's see. He says he just got it, and he was wondering who's played it and who wants to get it. It just came out, and when the demo was out, a lot of people were online playing it, and he wants to know, again, who will be getting it.
Not me.
No? I never tried it.
I downloaded the demo real quick. I downloaded the demo, and I finally got into a game that didn't... it was freezing at one point, the demo. I finally was able to search around and get into a game. I hear gunfire. I'm looking all over the place. 15 minutes later, the game finishes, and everybody's typing, "Good game, guys, good game. That was great." Meanwhile, I'm running around looking for these wieners. Riding them.
Right.
So.
Scream, but bam.
I was like, damn you. The only thing I kept doing was dancing. You could make your character dance, so that's all I kept doing.
Where are you?
Where are you?
is that game, are you going to have to pay for that game? Like to play
you
it?
Pay about $13 a month, probably.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Yeah, that changed everybody's mind, huh?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like, huh?
I'm straight.
Sounds so cool now.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm straight.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I like playing free games.
I'll stick with Halo 2 for now. Well, Fuma's going to have to stick with Halo 2 for a long time.
Yep.
Nah.
Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, Mega Man, he says, another game he plays is Enchanted Arms, which he's posted on frequently to many sites trying to find people to play with. He says it's a fun game, it's got a great story, and I'm assuming he wants to find some people to play with him.
I
thought there was no multiplayer in that one. I'm not sure, but...
I don't know.
I think Maester GXL, Expanded Noob. Flame, and a couple of the guys from my list, I think they have that game, so you might want to send them a friend invite if you want to get some people to play.
Yeah. Yeah, right. If no one's responding on the forums, I mean, somebody that's playing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, and then he says thanks and go Rexy.
Rexy.
All right.
Rexy.
All right. Rexy. For the last one here, somebody do Penguin Smacker.
Okay,
all right,
I'll do
Penguin
Smacker.
Okay,
okay. Okay, I'll do it. Penguin Smacker says, "Hey guys, this is Penguin Smacker. Besides Halo 2, I play games like..."
You don't even know the guy. He's like
6'5". Penguin Smacker.
Like, all Jackson.
Sorry.
Hey, who's that freaking Chevelle guy talking smack on the show?
It turns out I live right next door to him.
He's going to turn into a Chevelle smacker.
He's going to have four retires to replace tomorrow. All right. Besides Halo 2, Penguin Smacker likes to play Guitar Hero and DDR. Is Guitar Hero that game with the buttons on the guitar?
Yeah.
Like, every time I hear Guitar Hero, I think of, like, the Fisher Price guitar and, like, some...
That game is wicked hard. I tried to play that on, I went to a Halo tournament, and they had, like, a little display, you know, like, with some other consoles outside where people could just play or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this guy was playing, right? And he made it look so stupid. Like, it was easy. He was getting every note, and I was like, I can so take this guy on. Because the guy beside him was, like, getting owned. He couldn't hit any notes or anything like that. I was like, dude, this is easy. Like, give me that. So I was, like, next in line. I started playing. He's like, what do you want to play, easy or normal or whatever? And I was like, dude, put it on hard and pick the song. So he picked Symphony of Destruction, you know, of Megadeth.
Dude, you really want to hurt me?
And, right? So the game, the thing starts, and he's like, so, like, he does the notes perfectly, and then on my turn, I'm like, I missed everyone. Like, crap, couldn't hit the buttons, dude. It's so hard.
He should have put one from Metallica.
It dun, 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 dun.
And then when it gets real fast,
Impressive!
No, it was, dude. It's really hard to play. I thought it was actually harder than DDR.
Well, Guitar Hero 2 is coming out for the Xbox 360.
Yeah, Pumo that's Jive. Gonna be nice.
Anyway.
So Penguin Smacker goes on to say, Guitar Hero is awesome because it is a game where you can get and play. Okay, cool. And it's a great party game. Same with DDR. Thanks, and keep on fragging trucks.
Fragging. Nice.
Thank you, Penguin Smackatron.
I never, ever tried to play DDR.
I actually tried for the first time at the movies one day, right? So here's, you know, like, I am... Me and my fiancé, like, we approached the DDR thing.
Did you have, like, and I'm like, valleys?
And I was like, this is, you know, the DDR that everyone talks about. I'm going to try. And she's like, yeah, go ahead. So, you know, I put the money in, and then it gives me the option, like, easy, normal, or, like, expert. So I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? I can do this thing on, like, freaking expert for the first time. So I go on, you know, I was like, all right, I'll go on normal, you know. So I was like, all right, so put, you know, like, a dollar or whatever, with, like, four quarters, whatever it was. So I start, you know, pick my song, and I'm already, you know, sitting on the thing, like...
Make sure you pick RuPaul.
So I'm like...
Yeah, strike a pose.
So I'm, you know, I'm picking the song, whatever, the toot-toot songs and stuff, so I stand on it, and then, you know, the thing starts, and, like, the arrow's, like, going, like, 100 miles an hour, dude. I cannot even hit one. I'm like, oh crap, I couldn't even stab one, right? So I literally, no word of a lie, less, like, 10 seconds on top of the thing, and it says game over. And I was like, oh, wow. That was, like, a well, you know, used a dollar. So I was like, no, I'm freaking trying again. So I put it on easy this time, right? She's like, well, I thought you said you couldn't do it on hard. I was like, well, yeah, but, you know, first time and I'm not warmed up, so I'm just going to try it on easy now.
Making up I caught a cramp.
I caught a cramp.
Yeah.
So, like, I caught a cramp, baby.
It's no baseball injury. I can't really dance that good on this thing.
So I try it on easy, dude, and it was still kind of hard. It was cool, though. It was cool, like, at the end and everything. Like, I got through all three songs and all, but... It's you know, you would think it's easy, but it's not.
Dude,
it's
easy to dance
hard.
To Frank Sinatra songs. Like strangers in the night, exchanging glances. You're like, baby, I'm holding this. All right, so let's wrap this sucker up.
Actually, before we wrap this up, we're going to have actually a little unannounced thing here on the show, like unannounced section. A little special thing that we had in mind, and it's actually the reason why Captain Crunk is here on the show with us today.
Yeah,
so,
don't leave.
Don't leave.
Because after we give our shout-outs, we're going to go into another segment that Fumo Jive has no idea what it's about.
Yeah.
So, but stay tuned, because it's going to be good.
Yeah, so so after, you know, before we go into that, we're just going to wrap up and you know, make sure you tune in next week for the tip show, where we're gonna help you level up and stay there. where you're going to be sending tips from level 25 to 35 only. And we'll be talking about lots of tips that work on any map, along with tips for, like, you know, maps or the map of the month specifically. So go ahead and send your tips in at podtacular@gmail.com.
Yeah, you do it.
Do it. Do it.
And sending your tips, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. This next week, of course, we'll be looking for your gameplay tips. 99% of your stuff we talk about comes from you. So shoot us a quick email.
All right.
You want me to go?
So, go ahead.
Okay.
You're messing up.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play back these once a month on our custom call-in show.
Which is, by the way, hosted by Captain Crunk. And I got to tell you, dude, you've been doing a great job on that.
Really good.
I've been laughing so hard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Yeah.
It's awesome, dude. It's awesome. Man down.
Yeah, man.
Oh, get the phone.
I look forward to more calls. So I want to see what comes in there.
We're having, like, more people become involved in the show.
Yeah,
that
was awesome.
Niche to it, because it's giving the show, like, a whole new...
Yep.
After a year, the show is, like, becoming fresh all over again, you know.
Yeah.
There's so many different things going on.
It's great, dude. That last week in particular was extremely funny with that kid singing the what was it? Christina Aguilera.
This guy,
my god.
Sure, his masculinity.
He has since owned up to it, so we know who it is.
Owned up to it.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or website. Contributing to our PayPal to help us with the hosting bill, which recently doubled, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys.
Thanks.
And there's some shout-outs I want to give out. I want to give a shout-out. I told him last week. Well, actually, he asked me last week to do it. It was his birthday. His gamer tag is XEphraimX. Now, he says he's been a listener since episode 3. I don't know if any of you other guys have played with him, but I figured I'd give him a shout out. He did ask to me last time.
Yep.
And shout out to smart guy who, fella I met in GameStop, who's very knowledgeable in video games. So just wanted to give those guys a shout out.
Awesome. Yeah. Shout outs to Mega Man 03 for being elected the new overlord of Rex C. So congrats, Mega Man.
Congrats.
Congratulations, Mega Man.
And also shout outs to the Cave Girls, who hosted the tournament to fight against cancer last week. I heard there was a great tournament. You know, like the turnaround of people was awesome. A lot of people joined, and I think you guys or the girls correct me on that, but I think they were able to get about $780 or $770 or something like that, which is great. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. In one weekend, that's awesome right there. So big shout out to those girls.
In one weekend.
You know, doing all that
while playing Halo 2.
Yeah, for a good cause. So and by the way, we had a couple of guys there, which was Immortal 3. And Maester. And Maester, going over there representing Podtacular, he placed second. So big shout out to Maester. And Immortal 3 placed, I think, top 8 or top 16, one of the two. So shout out to those two guys, yeah.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Cool. And if I was going to give any shout outs, there'd be a million people to say. So I'm just going to say, hey, anybody that's ever helped me out with Halo News and didn't mess around and kill people and make me have to start the map over again in the game and then a minute takes 3 hours. But anybody that didn't do that, thanks a lot.
Awesome.
Speaking of which, why don't you tell us a little about that? I mean,
The Halo 3, Chevelle. Why don't you just give us a little bit about Halo? I mean, Halo 3, the Halo News. I'm sorry.
Oh, well. Halo News is kind of a machinima thing that got started, and just kind of doing everything we can with it. Any wacky ideas? We don't really cover any news. We just tell wacky stories.
Really?
I
thought that was news.
No. But you can hop onto the forums and check us out under Machinima and sign up to help out or to even be a newscaster.
Yeah, so I love
it. If you're interested, check it out.
It's awesome, dude. Yeah. It's so fun.
I would like to do an episode with you guys.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I'll get you in there.
That Voltron one was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, back in the day, dude.
Forms, the whole thing that got
arms, and legs.
Oh, Voltron was my favorite. I remember seeing it on Robot Chicken, and when I saw Voltron get served when he was dancing, I laughed so hard I almost threw up.
And they finally awesome. They finally came out with a DVD first year edition.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Me too, yeah.
You know what always made me mad about Voltron?
That's you just did Indiana Jones, man.
No, that's actually the tune for the beginning of the cartoon, when it starts.
That's after they got their butts kicked for 5 minutes with the lions. Yeah. And they finally decided to form Voltron after getting beat up for 5 minutes in the lions. And they're like, hey guys, it's never worked before, but I think we need to form Voltron again.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. All and right. Special thanks to Cyclonic for editing the video. The audio. Sorry about that.
Yep.
And let me just give a shout-out real quick. I don't have too many shout-outs, but I just want to say thanks to all the guys, all the staff that are on site. Kind of making it a little easier for me, including you two, Chevelle and Dopex,
for
taking care of stuff, man. You guys keep an eye on things when I'm not around and Fumo's not around, and that's good. Thank you.
Now that you said that, I actually gonna hop on that and just thank you for giving me the hand with the season, setting up all that. All that code behind.
Yeah, when, that was fun.
Dude, oh my god. It was me and you, every day, talking on the thing and just, trying to get that thing to work and trying all different, ways. And, I'm like, hey, Kronko, is this going to work or is that going to work? And, writing
and
all
like,
that
I'm
code.
I'm trying to use the bathroom right now.
I'm taking a poopy.
So that was awesome. Huge effort. Thank you so much for giving me a hand on that.
It's gonna turn out nice.
It did. It came out really nice. It helps a lot. So, now that the season started, it's just it's really easy for me to update and everything. When me writing the easy code and then you just do the hard part. Thanks for that, man.
Sure. Well, now that we're in such a giving and loving mood, this
I gotta take my pants down now.
This leads into season two, the surprise that we've been saving for the end of the show.
Are we really gonna say this? We didn't want anybody to say anything. You're going to say something?
I think we're going to say something.
All right.
All right, go ahead. Give it away.
All righty. Well, for all the particular members on the forums, you guys have an idea about something that's been going on for what? Almost 3 months, Stylepex?
I want to say about 4 weeks or 5 weeks now.
Really?
Yeah,
since early September, I guess.
September, yeah.
All right, well, I want to give big ups to everybody who participated. What went on was there was a secret fundraiser going on for a particular individual who has given a lot to Podtacular and has allowed us to join this
amazing community.
Amazing community.
Yeah.
And what happened was Dialpex came up with this idea. And
actually it was me and Immortal 3 so discussing on it.
And why isn't he here? Why isn't he here?
I don't know, but he emailed me one day, and he said, you know, like, what do you think of doing, you know, something like this? And I was like, actually, you know, we could go this route and try to do that. So we kind of worked together a little bit, and once the idea was concrete, you know, I brought it up to Krunk's attention because, you know, he's the other admin on the forums,
yeah,
on the site, and he's like, yeah, dude, you know, that would be awesome. So, you know, the two of us all started working together, and once that was, you know, set up, we decided to create the BFMA 360 project.
And why don't you go into full detail what that is about?
Okay, well, the BFMA 360 project was buying Fumo A360. So it was a fundraising that we decided to do, you know, just to thank Fumo for, you know, all the hard work, all the endless hours of podcasting, you know, and doing everything throughout the whole year, putting up with us.
A lot of sacrifice.
Yeah, all the sacrifice, mm-hmm, and, you know, endless hours that he could have spent with his wife and doing, you know, things. But for the love, you know, of the game and the community, he, you know, chose to spend, you know, with us working on this. So this is just a little bit, you know, of the appreciation that we can show him for everything that he's done for us. So we, you know, created the BFMA 360 project, which was, you know, the slogan was pretty much, I could say, Fumo, here's 360 for your 360. So,
So we didn't get that, but we ended up getting him a gift certificate at Blockbuster for some popcorn.
You know, it's close enough.
Yeah, because he can watch one of us play.
Yeah.
We're sorry, Fumo. We tried.
Yeah. Now he, he probably knows why we were cracking on him throughout the whole show,
absolutely,
you know, not having a 360 and stuff.
Yeah.
Because now he's going to be able to get one, you know, and that's our way to say thank you for everything that he's done, you know.
Yeah. Thank you, so Fumo.
Thanks a lot, buddy. We all have our little stories. I'm going to say mine, why I contributed. And, you know, when I first heard Podtacular, it was with Fumo Jai by himself, and everybody knows that, and then Spellcheck came on, and then I finally called in with a few little retarded voicemails, and they sent me friends request, and they asked me to be on the show a few times. I was actually the first, like, member from the community to actually go on a few shows and everything, and then when Spellcheck went on his, you know, personal endeavors, you know, I, in the back of my mind, I said, man, it'd be sweet, you know, if he was to ask me, you know. And, like, maybe 6 months down the line, you know, he approached me with it, and I was like, hell yeah, you know.
That's
so
awesome.
And from there, you know, I've you know, got a chance to play, you know, against Bungie. I mean, there's been, you know, I've met a lot of real cool individuals like you guys, and so it opened up, you know, as far as Xbox community-wise, it opened up a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why it was like it's a must that, you know, I contribute. And,
sure, dude.
Yeah.
Some kind of thanks.
Just,
I actually remember Dialpack I was telling you, because we talked about it over the phone a few times. And
yep.
I said it would be awesome if I could take it to him. Since,
right,
you know,
right.
We both live in Florida, and I videotaped the whole thing, you know, and it's, you know, in this Spider-Man
like
news, you know, wake up
like
and
Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hit him like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, I'm JVB, and we're live in broadcast from Fumo Jive's house.
Yeah.
I'm whispering.
Knock on the door, like,
cluck. We're going to break into his house.
Who is it? Hey, it's JVB. Dude, it's freaking 6 in the morning, dude. What are you doing?
We got you your own 360.
So, just like a little rundown on what happened. We actually asked about, you know, actually over 50 people, you know, to chip in, but not everybody could contribute it, which is totally understandable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We still managed to pull through and get really close to our goal, which was, you know, our goal was to get a premium pack, which, you know, the $3.99 one. But, you know, like you said, you know, we couldn't reach that, but we got pretty close to it. So,
absolutely,
which is, you know, $360.
$160 bucks, man.
So, you know, and we're gonna, you know, we also sent him a card letting him know the people that actually contributed. So we understand that, you know, the majority of the people in Podtacular is like a younger community, so they don't have, you know, their own money or credit cards and things like that. But, or, you know, some other just, you know, had like some tight money or whatever. But even if they wanted to contribute, but I wanted to, you know, give props to those people and say thank you, you know, even if you couldn't do it, because, you know, at least we know, like, we know that on the back of your mind, if you could or if you had, you would have definitely done it. So don't feel like, oh, you know, I didn't do it, whatever. No, we want to thank you for, you know, first of all, keeping the secret, you know.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Second of all,
because that would have spoiled everything. So
right.
Yeah, just,
and second of all,
the fact,
right, being in on the community. So the idea was to make you know, a surprise. So that's why, you know, discretion was like our top priority. We tried to, you know, to keep as limited and private as possible to avoid any, you know, leaks or any mess ups. So if you didn't get asked, don't be like, oh, why didn't I get asked? Because, you know, we had a set number of, you know, 30 people, and as we get, you know, as we got responses of yes and no, we, you know, we upped it up to 35, 40, 45, 50, and so on. So we once we got close to our cutoff date and, you know, the money that we needed, we kind of like cut back a little bit on the people. So if you didn't get asked, don't be like, oh, nobody asked me. But we try to keep as private as possible.
Yeah,
so that's why
that's the thing, right? The more people you ask, the longer it goes on.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's a numbers game, and eventually,
yeah.
And you know, the more people that knows, you know, the bigger the chances are, you know, to leak. Not saying that somebody would say something, but we wanted to make sure.
Or whatever.
Right. The less you know, the better. So.
Yeah, but you said it took about 5 weeks. How much did you exactly raise?
Well, we rose exactly $368.71, and that's thank you to PayPal, endless fees. They charge you a fee for every single thing. We raised $385, you know, but they, you know, they charged us all fees for, you know, each money, because that was from people from other countries that contributed, so the fees are bigger when it's from another country.
Yeah.
So, but we were able to raise 368, which led to the gift certificate of $360 for Fumos 360, and then the remaining was to buy the card and send the card over to Fumo Jive's house. So,
nice.
Yeah, and
and at this moment, because we're recording the show on Friday.
Yep.
We're hoping that he gets it on Sunday.
Yep.
Now his wife has it.
Yeah, so you can thank your wife too, Fumo.
Yeah, exactly.
She helped me big time, you know, giving me the address and receiving the overnight package and everything. So
right under your nose.
Yeah.
I even told my wife that I should show up to his house Sunday with my games and just be like, dude, let's go to GameStop, man.
Yeah.
Let's go buy anything.
Someone would be like, okay, JVP, put some pants on, and I'll go.
Wow.
This guy kinky.
Dude, I'm going to wear my gladiator slippers.
Put your pants up. Let's go.
No, he's going to go without his pants. He's going to be so excited, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Dude,
he's going to go without brushing his teeth. He's going to be like, sweet, it's Christmas.
That's awesome. Oh, and it was really rewarding, you know, doing all of this, because we knew, you know, like, we know, we've been around Fumo, we know exactly, you know, how he acts or reacts to this kind of things, and we know that he's just a really appreciative person, you know, and this is something that it's gonna make him happy, you know what I mean? So we can
imagine the next show, right? Me and him are, you know, doing the next show, and he goes, I can't believe you guys.
Yeah, right.
You couldn't just give me the whole $400. What's wrong with you guys?
What, did it killed you?
Couldn't throw in a game?
Yeah, right.
I've only got one controller. What is this?
What's up with you guys, man?
Oh,
where's the wireless thing on the back?
Where's my camera?
Yeah, could you spare the extra $99? Come
Jeez,
on.
Jeez, guys, this thing's worthless without a plasma TV. Thanks a lot.
He's like, geez, where's the HD package to go with this?
Yeah.
Well, he told me he had like a 13-inch TV or something like that. So.
Oh, this is going to look sweet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So, dude, one thing that I have to mention is a funny moment that happened during, you know, actually it was around the wrap up of the getting the money.
This was like a week ago, right?
Today, yeah, right? Yeah. I was telling you today on the phone, JVB, but this happened like a week ago, right before he went on a trip, right? I was talking to Kronk on the on AIM. And right there and then, I was supposed to send him a message saying, hey, Kronk, you know, we contributions, you know, donations are closed, so nobody can do it anymore. This is what we have, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a card. So, right, I'm talking to Kronk on AIM, and then Fumo sends me a message. And because I was using, you know, my BlackBerry, it automatically defaults to the last sent message. So I didn't see that Fumo sent me a message. So it changed the message thing to Fumo instead of Kronk. So I typed these exact words on Fumo's thing and sent him the message, right? I said, all right, so I'm going to get a card for $360, and I'll include, you know, I'll buy an like a greeting card, and we'll include our names and send it to him. So I send that message to him. He sends it back with a question mark, and then he's like, what? So I look at the top, right? And I see a Fumo Jive AIM, and I was like, oh my God. So I was like, I blew it. So I go to Kronk, and I was like, dude, I blew it. I told him we're getting a freaking 360 for him. And he's like, what'd you do? I was like, dude, I just told him that we're getting a card, you know, and everything. And he's like, oh my God, so what did you say? So I gave him, you know, the message. He's like, dude, you can totally, you know, go over this. Like, come up with something. Do something.
Play it off.
Just play it off. And I was like, okay, so let me see what I can do. So I go back to Fumo, and I was like, hey, Fumo. So he's like, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, dude, my bad. Wrong message. You know, I meant to send this to Tanya, you know, like my fiance. And he's like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, because, you know, her sister is getting married, so she added this, you know, $300-something mixer to her registry. So I just, you know, we're going to get her the mixer and stuff. He's like, $360 mixer? I was like, yeah, you know those KitchenAid mixers and stuff? And I went online, right? And I'm looking for one of those KitchenAid mixers links so I can send it to him. So I go into this site, and they have ones, like $350. $350. $350. And then I pull the link and send it to him, and then he's like, you know, he's like, oh, wow, $400 mixer, dude? Who would get that? And I was like, oh, yeah, dude, you tell me about, you know, she graduated from, you know, Johnson & Wales, the culinary school, and that's why she wants one. And he's like, oh, yeah, really, you know? And I was like, yeah, those are only used in restaurants and stuff like that. He's like, yeah, why don't she just get, you know, something cheap? And I was like, well, you know, she just likes that one, so that's why she wants that one. And I'm like, yeah, and then it comes with all the add-ons and things like that, so that's why, you know, it's like $360. He's like, yeah, because it looks like it's just, you know, like $320 or something. And I was like, yeah, well, the add-ons are there. Just, you know, look for them and stuff. And he's like, oh, yeah, cool. So he...
Get the rotisserie add-on.
Yeah, right. I said it was like a metal spoon add-on.
So he apparently falls for it, right? And I'm like, oh, God, thank God, you know? Mm-hmm. So I tell Kronk, and I was like, dude, it looks like he fell for it. He's like, all right, dude, just, you know, cut it off right now. Don't even talk about it anymore. So I was like, yeah, so Fumo, yeah, you know, about that thing, you know? And he's like, yeah, yeah. So we got sidetracked and everything. But I don't think he, you know, he understood. But now he's probably, like, laughing his butt off. Like, oh, my God, freaking dial, you know? Sending me, like, the $400 mixer.
$400 KitchenAid.
Yeah. But, dude, nice. At that point, it was the only thing I could think of, you know, that would, I don't know, make play off, you know what I mean? So it was just the funniest thing. You know, like right now, it wouldn't sound as funny. But at that point and at that time, it was just so funny that Krunk was laughing on the other line.
Yeah, I could not stop laughing. That's all I could, do.
Yeah, I called Dialpex today, you know, to find out how everything went with delivering the card and everything. He's telling me the story. I'm sitting in my car, cracking up, man. Me and him were just laughing for like a good 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was just so funny, dude. So, you know, I hope that when he listens to this, he just figures the whole story out now of what happened and enjoy his new 360.
Yeah, maybe he didn't fall for it though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
he's like stupid diet. Thinks I'm like dumb or something. I know they're getting a 360. Oh man, but
congratulations, buddy.
Yep.
Congrats. You know, it's been a long time in the making. But you're finally here in the next generation world.
So,
Now you will appreciate Xbox Live the way it's meant to be.
There you go.
And now we'll be playing some, 360 games online, the whole crew. You know,
I'll be playing Uno with Fumo.
Yeah.
Uno.
So, you're going to be having some fun, man. We can't wait to get you online on your 360 and, share some real Xbox Live 360 experience with you.
Yeah, man. I even told my wife, I'm like, man, I'm really thinking of going to Orlando and chilling with him and helping him out with his 360.
Yeah, cool. So that's it. So thank you so much, Fumo, for everything you do, Big thanks to everyone that helped out. We're not going to mention their names, but you know who you are. Thank you so much for your donations and keeping it a secret, and especially for trusting us,
yeah.
I was telling Krunk, I was like, dude, these people really trust us because, I we couldn't use the Potacular PayPal because Fuma would know, all this money coming in. So I had to use something, I used my personal one, and, people didn't care. They just trusted and, sent their contributions. And I told Krunk I could say, hey, see you later, just take off, with all the money. But,
I know where you live and everything, so I did my research before I...
Yeah. Yeah, if you would have done that, you would have had to use the money for a dentist bill after that, probably.
Pay your visit.
Yeah.
So, thanks,
man,
everybody,
nice
for...
Nice cement shoes would have been in.
Yeah. Let's go fishing.
Here, try these on.
Cement shoes are awesome.
Yeah. Two good pair of those. Get you 2 bags
of ready mix.
What size
are you again?
You would have been with a grunt head on your bed.
Yeah. So, thanks, everyone, for trusting us in making your donations towards the BFMA 360 fund.
I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
Yes, he sure will.
Definitely.
Have fun.
The four of us will probably be getting phone calls from him on Sunday.
Yeah, probably.
I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah. So, that's it. And thanks again for everyone. Thanks you guys for being on the show. And thanks everyone that contributed to the fund. And until next time, thank you so much, Fumo, for trusting me with hosting the show. Hope you made home okay. I spoke to you today. It looks like you did. So you're just going to rest up for the rest of the night. And until next time, guys, I'm Dialpex.
I'm JDB.
I'm Chevelle65.
And I'm Captain Crump.
All right, guys, thank you so much, and keep on fragging them noobs.
With the new 360.
Yeah, with the new 360.
Exactly, right? Keep on the Batman wieners with midgets on
Fantasy
Island.
Get clean! The blame. All right, guys, take it easy.
Have a good one.
See you later.
Later.
There's only one thing left to say.